Now, if you were listening earlier to our reporter Aaron McElroy, you'll have heard that we have enough clothing on the planet right now for the next six generations, yet the buying still goes on. We all see the overflowing textile bins and clothes banks around the country, and the EPA says textiles make up 9% of what goes into general waste. Today, Minister with Responsibility for the Circular Economy, Alan Dillon, is launching a public consultation on proposals to tackle the problem of clothing or textile waste. And Minister Dillon joins us from the Oireachtas studio. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Mary.
Look, will you define the problem that you're setting out to solve?
So today we're launching a public consultation and roadmap on circular textiles, which is the beginning of the process to make it easier for people to dispose of their clothes in a more sustainable manner, and also for people to repair and reuse clothes more frequently. Our approach to our use of textiles and clothing needs to begin firstly with consumer behaviour, and each one of us must think about the amount of clothes we purchase and how long we wear them and how we dispose of them. And if people wear their clothes for longer or buy secondhand clothes, they will ultimately reduce their living costs but also reduce their waste. And at present, 65% of used textiles are not separately collected but are disposed of as waste or treated mainly in landfill or go to incineration. And right now, the fashion industry is one of the biggest polluters globally. It's the fourth highest impact on the environment after food, housing and transport. So there's a huge lack of awareness around what we should do with old clothing and waste system collections to use. And as a government and through this public consultation, we want to make it very obvious to give solutions, both in terms of where we should put our textile waste, because it should not go to landfill. And secondly, the textile industry operators operates in a linear take, make, waste model, and there is great potential here for a textile circular economy element.
I want to explore this more with you because, you know, there's a language around this now, but what does it really mean? What should we do with our textile waste?
Well, certainly at the present moment, we have a separate collection system for textiles, and many people, when they are looking to move on old clothes that don't fit, they go to either a charity shop or a clothes bank. Yeah. And at current, you know, we are producing and consuming and dumping clothes and textiles in a completely insane manner. And what we're doing now is developing a national plan around that, because the quantity of textiles we're consuming in Ireland is growing each year.
So, Minister, we go to the clothes banks. We know they're exploding. There's overflowing textile bins all over the country. We go to the charity shops, but as the charity shops themselves will say, you know, they can't sell something that was bought from one of the Chinese companies, say for €1.50. They can't sell that in the charity shops. Where is the waste from this country ultimately ending up right now?
Well, the waste currently, in dealing with, post-consumer textiles is in line with other EU member states. Certainly, we are either using it in a reuse or recyclable manner. Over 27% of it is reused and sold on. 9% of that is recycled, and the rest is exported. Textile policy at the minute is being exported to many countries.
Ending up in African countries?
Well, it's to established traders in Africa, other collectors,
dumped elsewhere.
To somewhere else.
It's dumped elsewhere. Isn't that the simple fact?
Well, it's entirely possible that many of these textiles find their way into Africa or other countries. Yeah. And at present, the waste management industry in Ireland does rely on the export market to meet the processing needs and the volumes of textile waste that's being produced. So today,
this is a consultation, so it's the first step along the way. But are you proposing a polluter pays principle?
Yes, Mary, and I think plans to create an extended producer responsibility scheme certainly will support effective textile collection, as you said, around sorting, reuse and recycling. And that will drive the use of sustainable fibres, but also sustainable business models. And we want to ensure that We improve the collection infrastructure, and that will need support pending the establishment of this EPR scheme. And that means that the textile industry will provide funding for the collection of used textiles.
But who's the polluter in this case?
In terms of those who put product onto the market, those who are in the fast fashion industry, and certainly that will enhance here in Ireland our separate collection system to withstand any future demand. And certainly my department is currently working and started the process on this EPR scheme.
And how will you levy a polluter pays principle on the producer of the product when that producer is not within the country, not even within the European Union? They are well outside your power and control.
So this is a new area. Our department is currently assessing how we will implement the EPR scheme. At an EU level, they are putting through legislation now, which they hope to enact by July of this year. And that will give member states up to 2028 to introduce their EPR scheme. We've seen one already in France. But yes, this is a complex matter, and it does need a multi-pronged approach. But certainly, in terms of the eco-modulation around the design of products, there will be a levy put on products that don't have the sustainable or the eco-design in mind.
But I still don't really understand how you can make the polluter pay when that polluter is not within your power and control.
Well, that's something at an EU level we're currently in discussion with, and through the National Advisory Textile Group, we will,
we don't know how we're going to do
for, it. For establishment of the EPR, but I suppose we have to start that process and work over the coming months.
So we're at the starting gates here, aren't we? We've an awful long way to go. This is a consultation process. How far away are we, either at national level or at European Union level, of making any meaningful change here?
Well, certainly Ireland is ahead of Europe on this, and we want to see circularity within the textile sector. And again, we will be guided by the EU Commission. I know from listening to reports yesterday from proposals to look at direct-to-consumer goods and packaging. And I think, that certainly will have consequences around proposals and reduction in the volume of textiles being bought by Irish consumers outside the EU.
OK, you're asking people to buy less, to reuse, to resell second-hand clothing and so on. And a lot of people are doing that already, but it's still on a very small scale. Have you factored in impacts here unemployment at all levels of the food chain when it comes to clothing?
Well, certainly tackling the production of the materials is the first instance, and we do need to redouble our efforts in supporting those in communities who do extend the life of textiles, of shoes.
Yeah, Minister, but I'm talking about the jobs that have you looked at. Will jobs be lost if you're successful in your circularity, as you call it, with textiles? If you're successful with this, have you looked at the jobs that will be lost in the production of new clothing, in the distribution of new clothing, in the marketing of new clothing, in the delivery of new clothing?
Well, we have EPR schemes in place in other areas. If you look at the return scheme for bottles, producer pays. Also in agri-tires, in agri-plastics. And certainly there will be an element where the producer will have the responsibility to ensure that their products are more sustainable.
Job losses I'm talking about.
Well, certainly we will look at the economic impact of the implementation of an EPR scheme. I think that's only right. But certainly I think we need to look at our environmental requirements here to try and curb the fast fashion wave that's currently hitting not just Ireland, but across the globe.
Are you supporting this EU proposal to impose this €2 flat fee on the low value packages that are flooding into Europe. The majority are coming from China, from platforms like Shein and Temu. Is this a move you're supporting now?
Well, I think it's something that we should consider. I think an economic assessment needs to be looked at with the view to establish, is the amount enough to discourage Irish consumers who continue to buy packages from outside the EU?
Do you think it is? Do you think it needs to be more?
I'm not sure. €2 isn't a significant amount. And
it's a significant amount to someone who only has €12 to spend on clothing for their children.
Well, it is. It is. But at the same time, I think that needs to be assessed, and the impact of such a proposal on the economy as a whole also needs to be assessed. And I'm sure my department will undertake that work.
Minister Alan Dillon, thank you for joining us this morning. It's 8:30. Let's get news headlines from Brian Jennings.